ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
Going into the game, many thought last week's trip to Washington State would be tricky. Well, it was all of that and then some. A slow start resulted in the Badgers trailing by as many as 18 points. But in the second half, they rallied, highlighted by one terrific play from quarterback Tanner Mordecai.
Richie will go in motion to the right. Chez Belusi, the running back for the Washington State 16-yard line. Mordecai fakes the handoff, back to throw, dancing around under pressure from Ron Stone. Tanner looks, throws left side, end zone, caught! Skyler Bell, touchdown Wisconsin! Oh, what work by Tanner Mordecai to avoid the sack and connect for a touchdown as Wisconsin pulls to within two.
But in the end, ill-timed penalties and a costly, if not shaky, fumble cost the Badgers dearly. Now they move on. One more non-conference game before Big Ten play begins. Another week and a good test against an opponent from the Sun Belt, or as many refer to it, the Fun Belt, for the league's open style of play and lots of points on the board. From Camp Randall Stadium, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Georgia Southern Eagles. The Badger pregame show is underway.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Dane has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is.
And this game is underway with a bang. One more time, J.J. Watt.
Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Bell.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10 to 10. 10 to 10.
10 to 5.
Touchdown! 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 Wisconsin and the Badgers win it!
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Well, a couple of games in, and the Badgers haven't played the way they expected to in either game. One a 21-point win, the other a 9-point loss. So in the final tune-up before the Big Ten season begins next week at Purdue, the Badgers are chasing good. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell has preached finishing since he arrived in Madison late last November. And although the finish again left something to be desired last Saturday in Pullman, it has been slow starts that have been even more noticeable so far as an issue in two games that they played. Matt LePay joins me. I was talking on the local pregame show with Ben Wargle earlier this morning, and in the conversation about the first two games, I said there's always an asterisk when you look at what a team does as far as keys. Turnovers are forever and ever going to be the number one key. Somebody, what's the big key today? Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with turnovers. And that's been an issue for 2 weeks.
You hope, and Luke Fickell talked about it. Many coaches have over the course of time that one can lead to two in a hurry, to three. But at the same time, you know, Fickell has talked this week on his radio show, you have to be it's just about being more sound, leveraging the ball the right way, wrapping up the right way. Don't get so enamored with just tackling the ball that you're whiffing on the man so it could get into your head. Now, he did, and it's true. He pointed out there were a couple of bad shotgun snaps from Washington State. The ball bounced the right way for them. There is a little bit of a luck factor involved. But I think his main thing is they just have to do a better job tackling and leveraging and then tackling. And when you do that, if you can get a little pressure on the quarterback, you can start to put the offensive positions where they're vulnerable to turn it over. They just haven't done that enough so far.
Luke said it to me post-game Saturday. He said it Monday at the presser. He said it to you on the coach's show talking about complimentary football. When you hear him, he'll expound upon it, but what do you hear?
Well, we did see it, I think, in the third quarter last week where the defense got into some rhythm. They were getting pressure on Cameron Ward, the Washington State quarterback. The offense got in rhythm, special teams. I think Atticus Bertrams did a much better job punting. They were able to back Washington and stayed up. That's what he's talking about, or what any coach would talk about. It's just clicking, and it's not one side bailing out the other, one phase bailing out the other. It's complementing each other, and it's been particularly in the first half of the first two games, it just hasn't been there. So the other thing that every coach in the world says, you want to start fast. Mm-hmm. Well, they haven't yet. So, and I think in that regard, Mike, I think Luke wants these guys to just play more free. It's a lot of thinking. As I was telling you yesterday, the old Bull Durham line for the movie, don't think, it only hurts the ball club. Yeah. I think sometimes these guys are thinking a little too much and not just playing. Trust what you've been doing all week. And they use the term let it fly. That's what he wants his team to do.
I had Phil Longo on my radio show yesterday, and talking about, I asked him about the third quarter last week. That's what this offense is designed to look like. I know that they ran it exceptionally well in week one. They threw it pretty good last week. But the third quarter last week, I think, is the vision of what this offense can be.
And it could be week one, it was running it. Week two, it was throwing it. It's whatever is needed on a given in a given stage of a game or in a given week. I thought Tanner Mordecai gave these guys a chance. Yeah. He really did. That throw to Skylar Bell, I mean, when we get Mark Tauscher going, whoa. I mean, he played with a couple of pretty above average quarterbacks in his time with the Green Bay Packers.
That's fair.
But when he's impressed by that, that means something a little extra to me. And that shows you that old line, how good is your good? Well, I think we're getting an indication that Tanner Mordecai's good is really good. Now you just need that wire to wire. And look, the elephant in the room here in this conversation is they got to get Braylon Allen going. Number of touches is the same this year to last through the first two games. You're just getting it on swing passes a lot more. You talk about people starting fast. It's not just Braylon, obviously, but they want to get him going in those first handful of touches. And then when that happens, they'll feed him the ball even more.
Tells you a little bit, and a lot of coaches do this, doesn't always make it to the media, but Luke talked about it Monday morning with us and then in his presser that he got Braylon in his office Sunday night. He wanted to have that conversation, so being proactive. And then he said to you on the coach's show, it's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. When Braylon does get touches, you got to do, a little bit more with it, right? Yep. So this is a work in progress.
The interesting thing about this, because we're all getting to know Luke Fickell here, right? And more importantly, the players continue to get to know him. And I asked him, I said, you are really an open door policy kind of guy. And he said, absolutely. Yeah. You know, he's made jokes, the door stop in there, what pops it open. Right. It was probably brand new in 1967. So sometimes that door doesn't always stay open. But he wants his players up there. Now, the coach's office is here on the eighth floor. It isn't as convenient as some might think. But he and Braylon, I think, in particular, they developed a good relationship from the get-go because of their wrestling backgrounds. Yeah. And Luke Fickell's not stupid. He knows how valuable Braylon is to this team. So I think they can speak freely to each other. He wants everybody to be able to do that. So that's something that I think was interesting. I think for a lot of fans to know that as we get to know him is that, yes, he is the head coach. His word is the final word. But he wants players to be able to come in and they can have candid conversations.
Matt, for 12, 13, maybe sometimes 14 game days, it's always, we always talk about both teams, but it's more about this sideline. Let me ask you, though, about the other sideline, Georgia Southern, and what you saw in getting ready for this week.
They're interesting. It's another air raid team. They went from triple option to this their version of the air raid, beg your pardon, under head coach Clay Helton, who fans might remember from his days at USC. Their offensive coordinator comes from Western Kentucky, just like the offensive coordinator at Washington State. Their quarterback has a lot of experience, Davis Brin, transfer from Tulsa. Luke Fickell, Mike Tressel, all the Cincinnati guys, pretty familiar with him. They faced him the last couple of years. Matter of fact, last year, the Bearcats sacked this guy 9 times. That'd be awesome if they could do something like that today. We'll see. Everything is with personnel and all of that. But this guy has a lot of experience, a lot of good weapons, as you would imagine, in the receivers room. And like Wisconsin, I think they feel good about their running back tandem, Jaylen White and O.J. Arnold. They can be productive. They're trying to get better defensively. They weren't good defensively last year. They think that they're getting a little bit better. But this will be a really good test for Wisconsin's defense again, because this is a team in Georgia Southern. We talked about their style, and that includes playing quickly. So, again, adjusting on the fly and not thinking, just play, trust your preparation. That will be tested again here today.
I'm interested on the way out the door. This has nothing to do with this game. The College Football Saturday starts here in Madison. It will finish tonight in Boulder. Your impressions of 2 weeks of Coach Prime?
He's good for college football. He really is. My point is, he is good for the game because he's bringing the casual fan in.
Yeah.
But, maybe people who are strictly NFL fans in college, they shrug their shoulders. Because of what he's doing, more eyeballs are being directed. Yeah. Now, normally when you hear somebody say it's good for the game, that just means it's good for my platform. If you're a network, Fox is loving this. ESPN is loving this. Get that. National writers, they love this. But I think in the big picture, Coach Prime, love him or not, you're probably paying attention. By the way, I know Jay Norvell. He was an assistant here. Now, a lot of times coaches, when they're in those media sessions, they're talking to their players. But I would say that was not Jay's best decision to go down that road. But if they do the unlikely tonight, he's going to be brilliant.
Yep.
If it doesn't, then there'll probably be some piling on penalties against somebody who's a really good dude in Jay Norvell.
Very good stuff. Matt LePay will take over in about an hour, along with Mark Tauscher and Patrick Herb. The game call is at 11:01 today. When we come back, our pregame show continues. We'll visit with the voice of the Eagles, Danny Reed. He's in booth. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we have you covered. Selection, quality, knowledgeable staff, name brands, and with competitive pricing and fast direct-to-home shipping, you can easily get back to doing what you love, working on your ride. Come see us at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We welcome you back to Camp Randall Stadium and the Badger pregame show. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub Lotsa Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. So the Badgers and Georgia Southern Eagles have never played one another. The Eagles out of the Sun Belt Conference, located in Statesboro, Georgia, coached by Clay Helton. He's 8-7 in his second year at Georgia Southern after 6-plus at USC, where USC and Wisconsin did meet. The Badgers won that game. The Eagles are 2-0 after winning a pair of home games against the Citadel and UAB. We welcome in the voice of the Eagles, Danny Green. Listen, I do this a lot when we talk about non-conference opponents that come in here. Many times, I mean, it's a bye game, but many times it is not overwhelming for the team on the other sideline. And I would think that's the case with Georgia Southern. Having played in Nebraska, yeah, you get big games every year. So the concept of coming in here is not awing. It's not overwhelming.
Well, all you have to do is look back to September the 10th of last year when Clay Helton was in his second game and he took a team that was still trying to figure out who they were into the sea of red and came out with a 45-42 win. It may have surprised a lot of people nationally. It did not surprise those guys on that sideline, in that locker room, and on that charter flight. That was something that they were building, yeah, to. And yes, it was only a 6-7 season overall, but that win, a top 25 win against a James Madison team that was just entering the FBS, and also beating App State in double overtime, your arch rival, to finish the season, to get to the postseason and keep them out of the postseason, it had its moments despite the losing record. And so far, you can see the depth has improved. The size of the guys has improved. The overall speed has improved. And a lot of that goes to the strength training with Bobby Steiner, who worked with Luke Fickell for a year at Cincinnati in 17, but also the fact that these guys know how to recruit. They're bringing in the right guys.
Danny, on our radio audience, who I tried to talk about during my talk show this week, that your team, Georgia Southern, the comp for our fan base would be Appalachian State. Now, I don't know if the style of play is similar, but App State is unintimidated and have gone in and had big wins. So is Georgia Southern. You guys are essentially equals in the Sun Belt. So is that a fair comp? Maybe not in style of play, but in the opportunity to win?
Well, it's funny the way that I'll say it, yes, but if you ask an Eagle fan, no.
Not, they don't want that.
Hated rivals. There is a lot, sure, of respect between the two because of all national championships in 1AA and FCS. But you are right to your point because, look, App State almost goes and beats North Carolina again last week. Yeah. That took two overtimes for them to win in Chapel Hill. But in talking with a number of our coaches coming into this game, you recruit guys from the state of Georgia, which is one of the best states in the country for high school talent. They know what they're getting into when they play in games like this. They're not scared. They're not going to be threatened. They're not going to look around and see four times as many seats, and they're not going to pucker up, and they're not going to be shrugging their shoulders or anything. They're ready for this because it's just as much of a chance for them to show out like Wisconsin and everybody else in the Power Five gets a chance to do every week.
Danny Green is the voice of Georgia Southern. Let me ask you about Clay Helton, because a few years ago, before Clay arrives, Georgia Southern is running a triple option, essentially, offensively. Now they're throwing the ball like Wisconsin does in a transition here, yeah, certainly. But tell me about Georgia Southern and your offense.
Well, when you combine what was already here with a Caleb Hood, a Derwin Burgess, there were good receivers here. It was just they were asked to do different things in, yeah, a different scheme. In Georgia Southern, if you play out wide, you're called a wide blocker with the option. That was an Irk Russell thing. It goes way back to the early, yeah, 1980s. Yeah. But now they actually get a chance to catch the football. Hood had 87 catches last year. That by far shattered a school record. He owns every major receiving record in Georgia Southern history now. But to see what they have recruited, but also what they have developed, somebody like a Daylon Cobb, who was Hood's understudy at the slot, he's put on 20 pounds since last year. They think he's got a chance to be a superstar this season. He's already matched his season total in catches two games in, but also what you can do with the flexibility with that tight end of the H position. J.J. McAfee had 20 catches. He's a preseason all-league guy. He's already up to 12 catches this year. He's 20 pounds heavier. He's much better blocking, can catch the the football. And the hidden thing today that Wisconsin hopefully gets a chance to see is that Keaton Upshaw, the Kentucky transfer, he had to sit the first two games because of transfer rules. He makes his debut today, and that's 6'7", 245 that's going to operate that seam, and that gives Davis Brin and whomever else has a chance to throw just another option.
What's Clay Helton been like for you guys?
For
a lot of people look at this and say, well, he's not going to be there for very long if he has success, but what has he been like for you guys to work with?
Absolutely wonderful. He is originally from Gainesville, Florida, so he's a Southeastern guy, spent time at Duke, spent time in Houston, Auburn, of course. So that's where he had his formative football days. But then you throw in 12 years at USC, one of the most recognizable brands in all of college athletics. I'm not going to say it was out of place because he did, was 46 and 24 there, so it's not like he struggled. He won two-thirds of his games. But I think that this situation fits him much better. He has a house built in Statesboro. This is what he wants long-term. He wants to make Georgia Southern a national brand. Now, when the Eagles were 1AA, six national titles in 15 years, that sells itself. But to do it on this level, to truly be a national brand, you need benchmarks like this. Nebraska was important. Today would be great. A conference championship, division championship, postseason wins, maybe eventually getting into that college football playoff. That might be way down the line. But these are all steps in the process that he put in when he got to Statesboro in November of 21.
Danny, what are you guys looking for today? What captures your attention as this game kicks off at 11:01?
Scared to death about the running game of Braylon Allen and Ches Malusi, because if I'm Phil Longo, I am feeding those two until their guts bust. I think that they are an awesome tandem, and I think that that's what Georgia Southern has to be worried about the most. I know that with the air raid and what Coach Longo wants to do, they've been used a lot in the passing game with Allen having 13 catches already, and they've got a bevy of talent on the outside. But for me, if Georgia Southern does not tackle those monsters in the box, then they're going to have a tough time generating their own momentum with their high-powered offense. I think, to me, that is the key to this game.
You and Terry and Kyle, your broadcast crew, you guys came in yesterday. The only thing I regret, I wish it was a later start for you so you'd have had a chance to experience a little bit of Madison. These morning starts are different.
The Great Dane was delicious last night.
Sure,
had
was.
More kinds of cheese than I think I've ever had in my life. Had a chance to walk around downtown a little bit. Yeah, ideally, I would have loved that this one would have been around a 3 or a 6, but to feel the chill of a Midwest morning, I love this as opposed to waking up and you're sweating as soon as you step out of bed. But I'm looking forward to how filled the crowd is. I'm looking forward to jump around in the fourth quarter, and hopefully this is a close one that Georgia Southern maybe pulls out at the end.
Danny, welcome to Madison. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
We continue with more. We'll talk about Patrick Herb is down on the sideline. We'll visit with him, Jesse Temple, a little bit later on as well as we continue. When we come back, our Minute with Mac, we'll hear from Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Our Badger pregame show continues. Time for our Minutes with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, as we get you a football game. That was one heck of an event at Fiserv Forum on Wednesday night. A record for indoor volleyball matchup. The outdoor record might be hard to beat down in Lincoln, Nebraska, but 17,000-plus at Fiserv Forum. Humble brag here, that many because really of Badger fans are out there for the Wisconsin Marquette game. That you were there, it had to be quite the scene, both in the hours leading up to the match and then the match itself.
Yeah, I mean, the entire day in Milwaukee was incredible. You know, we had a group of staff go down, did a bunch of community service work, went to a pep rally. It was just dominated by Badger fans. And then the match itself, the environment was electric. We got the best shot out of Marquette that they could possibly deliver. And you know, just as always, just so proud of the way that our team, our women just fought through and met that challenge and came out of there with a 4-1 victory. It was an incredible night.
The entire day, you've talked for a while now about wanting to increase presence in the city of Milwaukee. Well, you sure did on that day. But that's exactly what you're talking about, though. The more of these kind of things that can be done, the better.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously our alumni base in the Milwaukee market appreciates it. We've got a tremendous group of dedicated fans. I think it's a great experience, you know, for our student athletes to go down. You think about basketball games at AmFam Field as another example. And this is just another just a marquee event for which, you know, our program, the number one program in the country and just a premier women's athletic program could shine.
All right, that's Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, and that's this week's edition of our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right, thank you, Matt. Badger volleyball, by the way, on the road, final non-conference match, and it will be at third-ranked Florida tomorrow down in Gainesville. So another what a ridiculously difficult non-conference schedule Wisconsin volleyball has played, and unscathed so far. Still number one in the country. Big Ten play begins next week. Our Badgers in the NFL segment is coming up next, and it's brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then Sirius XM Big Ten Radio is what you need to listen to. We're talking conference and team previews, plus hear live games, news, and analysis from experts like Anthony Harris, Jake Butt, Mac McLoy, and Ben Hartsock. Go in-depth with your favorite team with coaches' shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Seed your fandom on the Sirius XM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app and start streaming.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Wiggly, wiggly, shop the pig!
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 22nd through the 24th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We continue from Camp Randall Stadium, a little breakfast with the Badgers. It's an 11:01 kick today against Georgia Southern. Much like Badger Athletics, our good friends at Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do. Whether it's making simple cheese pizza or supreme pizza loaded with all the toppings, you know high standards are the precedent. Sack a Brewpub Lots of Matzo Pizza today from your local grocery store. Time again for our Badgers in the NFL segment presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. The first full week is in the books. Let's begin with Badgers who are now Steelers. Four of them featured on Pittsburgh's defense who did not have a very good opening day. However, TJ Watt did. He had three sacks and five quarterback hits in the opening game for the Steelers, plus a fumble recovery. That's a pretty good day. Also making their NFL debuts, Nick Herbig had a tackle, and Keanu Benton was credited with three tackles, one of them solo. Isaiah Loudermilk, also in his third NFL season, had a tackle and two passes defended. They all play defense for the Pittsburgh Steelers. TJ Edwards, who led the Philadelphia Eagles in tackles a year ago, picked up where he left off now with the Bears. Edwards had 14 tackles, easily leading the Bears in their game with Green Bay. Six of those tackles were solos. He was joined by Jack Sanborn, credited with six tackles in the Bears' loss to the Green Bay Packers on opening day. The Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson was targeted nine times. He had a couple of catches for 11 yards in the Cowboys' 40-0 rout of the Giants in week one. And also in Denver, Russell Wilson trying to find his groove with the new head coach, Sean Payton. Wilson threw a pair of touchdowns, finished 27 of 34 for 177 yards, but the Broncos lost to the Raiders 17-16. Week two already underway. Philadelphia beat the Vikings on Thursday night. Full set of games tomorrow, and then two on Monday night. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten. We'll also ask sideline reporter Patrick Herb and Jesse Temple from The Athletic. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. a three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We continue on the Badger football pregame show leading up to the Eagles of Georgia Southern and the Badgers of Wisconsin kicking at 11:01. Time for a look around the Big Ten. Just one conference matchup today. Number 7, Penn State, on the road in Champaign. That is also an 11 a.m. kickoff. The Illini coming off a lopsided loss at Kansas. Penn State has rolled over West Virginia and Delaware by a combined score of 101-22. Number 7, Penn State at Illinois, 11 o'clock. One Big Ten game, one Big Ten team, rather, in action last night. Maryland moved to 3-0 with a 42-14 win over Virginia. They scored the last 42 unanswered after trailing 14-0 against the Cavaliers. Today, Indiana is home with Louisville. That's at 11 a.m. In the 2:30 window, Minnesota is at North Carolina. Northwestern is at number 21, Duke. Number 25, Iowa, home with Western Michigan. And Rutgers is home with Virginia Tech. At 3 o'clock, number 6, Ohio State welcomes Western Kentucky. 4 o'clock, number 8, Washington is at Michigan State with a whole coaching mess going on in East Lansing. Tonight, Purdue, that is the Badgers' opponent next Friday night in West Lafayette. The Badgers' Big Ten opening opponent next Friday night. The Boilermakers get Syracuse tonight. Also, number 2, Michigan entertains Bowling Green, and Nebraska is home with Northern Illinois. When we come back, we'll go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24/7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom, it's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Rolling through to kick off the Badgers against Georgia Southern, 11:01. Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame class of 2023 was officially introduced yesterday. They'll be recognized here during the game today. Monte Ball, Brianna Decker, Dwayne Dirksen, Denny Helwig, LaTanya Sims, J.J. Watt. They join Pascal Dobert, Robert and Irwin Goodman, Melinda Johnson, Peggy McCarthy, Dan Rogers, Bob Teague, and Jack White. What a spectacular group. Patrick Herb was front and center. Patrick, let me begin with that because it is, I always talk to Matt about it, how fun that day and night is to go through the process and what a great honor it is for those names I just read.
Yeah, I particularly enjoy that night and I'm honored to be a part of it. And one of the biggest reasons is because I learn a lot. Yeah. To be honest, I didn't know anything about Peggy McCarthy or Melinda Johnson, and I don't mean any disrespect to them, but they competed in an era before I was here and competed in sports that don't get a lot of attention. And so to hear stories about how they got to Wisconsin, what they're doing now, is fascinating. I really enjoy it. And there were some highlights. It was great to see some of the big names that we've followed, Brianna Decker and Tanya Sims and Monte Ball, and in particular, learning about Bob Teague, who was a football player back in the 40s and the trailblazing pioneer efforts that he had. And I think Matt and I are going to talk about that a little bit on the notebook segment today. But it's a great night. It's a fun night in a beautiful venue over on campus at the Hamill Music Center.
Matt, you and Matt will talk more about the Hall of Fame. He was telling me the Bob Teague story yesterday, so I'll look forward to that in the notebook segment. So let me ask you about weather today. It's perfect right now. This is fantastic. However, we got an eye to what goes on this afternoon. What do you know?
Yeah, going to be a beautiful start. Probably temperatures around 70, overcast, which is going to keep it cool and a nice fall day. We hope to get this in before the rain starts. There is a significant chance of thunderstorms creeping in probably around 3 or 4 o'clock. So I think we're going to be good. Just pray that we don't go to overtime. Pray that we don't run 200 plays in this one and stretch it into the rain. But I think we're going to be okay. And, yeah, it should be a really nice day.
And let me finish with you down on the sideline today. What are you watching for in this one?
creating turnovers is kind of obvious, so I'm going to skip that one for now. I want to see Wisconsin if they can establish the run early. I know they've talked about it internally as a team that they want to do that. They want to establish their physicality against this team. Georgia Southern is big up the middle. They got two defensive tackles that weigh 280 and 340 pounds, but then they've got little speed ends that gave Wisconsin trouble last week against Washington State. I know it's a priority for Wisconsin to be able to knock them off the ball and kind of establish that physicality early. I want to see if they can do it.
Very good. Patrick Herb is down on the sideline today, hopefully staying dry into the fourth quarter and beyond. Still to come, we'll get perspective from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes! 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Again, back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, I'm Mike Heller. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Jesse Temple of The Athletic always joins us as we get closer to game time. 11:01 is the kick against Georgia Southern. We always have this concept that's in play that it's about this sideline, not about the other sideline. In this case, when we're talking about this team, Wisconsin football, one of the storylines that's easy to write is that they have to force turnovers. They haven't done it yet. Last week, it's a simple narrative. If you turn it over three times on the road and don't get any, you're probably going to lose. That is a big storyline 3 weeks into this season.
It is, because this defense has been so good at forcing turnovers historically. This is actually the first time Wisconsin has opened the season in back-to-back games without forcing a turnover since 2012. And I went back all the box scores to about 1995, and There are no other seasons like that. The thing that Luke Fickell talked about when I asked him this earlier in the week is you put on the tape and watch the very first drive Wisconsin's defense is out there. There's eight plays. He said there were three turnover opportunities.
Yes.
And he wanted to stress that. Sometimes we look at the very end of the game, but there are plays throughout that could have altered the course. Some of it's bad luck. You snap a ball over the quarterback's head and it just happens to bounce right back to the quarterback. You can't help that as a defense, but you could pop the ball loose. You could break a little quicker and get an interception. So I know this defense has made it an emphasis to try to get a takeaway and build some momentum here.
Luke Fickell talked about it on Monday when he was on my radio show and then at the press conference as well, that he had a meeting with Braylon Allen in his office on Sunday night. Braylon had one carry in the first half last Saturday night. He did have 13 touches in the game. What of the Braylon Allen story 2 weeks in?
Obviously, Braylon feels like he's not only one of the best players in the Big Ten, but one of the best players in the country, and therefore he has perhaps earned the right to have more touches. And I think Luke Fickell would say that when the touches that you do get, you've got to do more with it. I think there's a little bit of a mix there, but we know that Braylon only carried seven times for 20 yards. He had six pass receptions for 11 or 12 yards, and seven carries is the fewest rushing opportunities he's had since he became in the regular in this running back rotation back in 2021. So I think they've got to figure out a way to integrate the two, but there are obviously more playmakers on this offense, and so they want to be able to distribute it as well.
Part two to that, and Luke talked about it with Matt LaPay on the coach's show, is that Braylon also, when he gets the opportunities, he has to make more of them. And I think that's also a fair look.
Right, that's exactly right. If you're going to get 13 touches, you know, what did he end up with? 31, 32 yeah. total yards of offense. You need more out of your best player. And so it is a balance here. I would certainly expect Braylon to get more touches in a game like this to start feeling a little bit better going into Big Ten play. But it's something that we're going to have to continue to monitor with this air raid offense under Phil Longo. How do you marry the passing attack with this rushing game?
One of the pieces of news this week was Keontez Lewis. He has left the program. You had a chance to visit with him. What was your takeaway?
Obviously, Keontez is not thrilled with the situation. I want to preface this by saying it's one side of the story.
Yes.
And when you hear from somebody who is leaving because they're not playing, they are not going to be happy. But Keontez went into this season feeling like he was going to be one of six wide receivers that were going to play. I certainly got that impression from the open practices that we saw in the first 2 weeks. They generally were rotating six, and he was one of them. But by the time the season opener came against Buffalo, they were only playing five wide receivers. And Keontez ended up getting six snaps in that game. He didn't play at all in the Washington State game, and he felt like what he put on tape last year, where he was 20 receptions, 300 plus yards, three touchdowns, and what he did in the spring and the fall warranted more opportunities. So he felt like it was time to move on after two games. I'm certainly a little surprised, Mike, by the timing, because
yeah.
you can't even enter the portal until December. On the other hand, he feels like it's a time for him to reset and regroup. We'll see what happens, because this will be his second transfer. He already transferred to Wisconsin yeah. from UCLA, and I don't know what that means in terms of his future and how long he would have to sit out.
Let's talk about Phil Longo and the offense. I visited with him on my talk show yesterday, and I asked him, I want your perspective. That third quarter last week, early fourth, that's what I think the offense can look like. I think it's their vision of the offense. In week one, the ground game was dominant. Where is the offense in its evolution to where it can be?
I talked to Chimray Dike about this, and he said we've got to be able to figure out how to marry the two, where in
yeah.
week one you have 312 yards rushing. It's the most the Badgers have had in a game in 2 years, but the passing attack wasn't where you wanted it to be, and it was flipped in week two. So I think this is kind of a get right type of game where you can have both of those come together. But one thing I will say is these guys, and talking to them earlier in the week, they appear to be very optimistic, very positive, and I do think that's an encouraging sign when you juxtapose against where this team was a year ago after that loss to Washington State. You had Keanu Benton saying he'd never seen anything like it, where he felt like guys had given up, and that is not the vibe I get at all from this group. So I think that's encouraging. And one thing Braylon said, and he wanted to remind people, we've only played two games in this system. Yeah, we've had a lot of practices, but we're going to continue to get better and better the more opportunities we have on the field.
What do your eyes and ears tell you about Tanner Mordecai? And eyes, I'm talking about the two games we've seen and your conversations in press conference situations. What's the vibe you get?
Well, I asked him, how close do you think this offense is to clicking? And he said, we're really close. We can smell it. I mean, he feels like it is right there. And I think I would tend to agree with that. You look at some of the plays. If he puts a ball right on the money in week one to Skylar Bell, if Skylar comes up with that, that's a 60-yard touchdown catch. We're probably having a different conversation about Tanner from week one. I thought he was excellent for the most part in week two. Yes, he lost two fumbles. Obviously, his left tackle gave up some pressure that contributed to that, but look at the touchdown throw that he made to Skylar Bell. That 16-yarder, Ron Stone Jr., who already had two forced fumbles, is barreling down on him. He manages to escape pressure, put a ball right on the money. I think that's a skill set that Tanner has that is unique, and I think he's still got an opportunity to have a special season.
Let me talk about where this team is 2 weeks. This is the last non-conference game. You'll open at Purdue on Friday night. from what you may be expected, and maybe your readers as well, from what you may be expected to where they are, what's the gap?
Well, the expectation was maybe astronomically high. There was obviously so much excitement and so much hype for 8 months coming into this. When you have an air raid offense that is new, when you've got these defensive pieces that you think have a chance to be really special under Mike Trussell, I would say Wisconsin has not met what the expectations were, but that's what expectations are. They may not meet what is realistic. I do think they're taking steps in the right direction. Badgers fans may not believe that after watching what happened against Washington State, but you could argue this, Mike. Washington State may end up being the second best team on Wisconsin's schedule this season behind Ohio State, so take that, you know, when you consider where Wisconsin is. I do think they're going to continue to get better as the season moves along.
Last thought is what you expect to see today and maybe where you'll be paying attention to, especially early.
Well, I want to see if this offense can start faster. That's another thing that Tanner mentioned this week. You look at, they've got, what, it was 14-10 at halftime against Buffalo. Obviously not a very good start against Washington State. They were down 24-9 at the half. So can they start fast? Can they be physical? Can the offense and the defense complement each other? To me, this is the kind of game where you need to be in the fourth quarter and be up by multiple touchdowns and start to feel good about yourself, because 6 days from now, you're going to go into Ross-Ade Stadium on a Friday night and open Big Ten play, and Purdue is going to want to spring the upset because the Boilers Boilermakers haven't beaten the Badgers in 20 years.
That's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Wisconsin and Georgia Southern will kick today at 11:01. Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher will step in and take over next. I'm Mike Heller. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Join the Wisconsin Badgers for when Camp Randall comes alive again this fall. Now is your chance to be there when Coach Fickell and the team takes the field this season. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are, with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents, ready when you are.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Week 3, home game number 2 for the Wisconsin Badgers, looking to get back on track after a tough one out in Pullman last week. Luke Fickell's Badgers facing a team from the Fun Belt, as they call it, officially the Sun Belt, but it's a fun style of play that Georgia Southern brings to town under the direction of second-year head coach Clay Helton, their version of the air raid. They have an experienced quarterback, so another good test in store for the Wisconsin defense. Good test in general as the Badgers close out the non-conference portion of the regular season schedule. And before Mark and I get things rolling, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. Beautiful morning in Madison, 65 degrees right now. Tausch, not sun splash, but
no,
plenty good enough. The rain, we hope, will be much later in the afternoon. You play in a day like this, no complaints, right? This is perfect.